Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. To begin, okay. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no.
An advertising? Thank you very much. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely.
I'm definitely going to vote. I'm going to definitely vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated?
Democrat.
And what is your racial, your main racial background? Background? Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45?
Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
I have no opinion.
If you were to choose between the right direction or wrong track, where would you lean?
I have no opinion.
Okay, thank you. Now, for the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Corruption in city government, traffic and congestion, growth and overdevelopment, flooding or sea level rise and environmental resiliency?
Can I say
housing?
All of the above?
Just one is the most important to you. Then we have property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, and inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Insurance. How about insurance costs?
Insurance costs. Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just please let me know. The first one is Manolo Reyes.
I have no opinion.
Then we have Damian Pardo.
Who?
Damian Pardo.
I don't know who he is.
Thank you. Then we have Eileen Higgins.
I don't know who she is either.
Keon Hardiman.
I don't know either.
Christine King.
Nope. Don't know.
Daniela Levine Cabo.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Carollo.
Unfavorable.
Is it very
unfavorable? Is he in jail? I think he's in jail.
Is it very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very unfavorable because I think he's in jail.
Thank you. Now we have Raquel Regalado.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who that is.
And then we have Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Is it very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very, very unfavorable because I think he's in jail too.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is Miguel Cabela.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Biden.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or not, or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows 20...
Go ahead. Never mind. He wants you to read it. Go ahead.
Thank you. Allows 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, and or otherwise. Allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire.
Yes, the answer is yes. You could put yes on that.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes?
Definitely voting. Definitely voting yes.
Thank you. Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were
happening... Yes, the answer is yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely and voting yes.
Okay, thank you. That was the next question. Now, there may be also... If there may also be the City of Miami questions on the ballot this year, one of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall city amendment existing leases governing the mixed-use project at Edit 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive deeding, and require at not cost to city previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the city. Inclusion of office.
Yes, we're voting yes. That's a yes. That's a yes.
Thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting
yes?
Yes,
definitely voting yes.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Reducing the overall amount of development.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Reducing the overall amount of development.
We don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is.
We do have a scale if that helps. Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
I don't know enough about it to say yes. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Then we have allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Yes.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. The next one is creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I don't know. I don't know what the plan is, so somewhat approve.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is allowing office space to be included.
Yes.
Do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve. I don't know what the plan is.
Thank you very much. You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in an over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than that voters previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Okay. Yes, I guess yes.
And is that definitely vote yes in favor? Probably.
I don't know.
Yes. Leaning?
Probably vote yes. Probably. I don't know enough about it, so.
That's fine. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
Development, economic development. I don't know.
Economic development. Thank you.
Right. Is there much more to this?
We are about to be finished. Just a few more questions. And what is the one thing you dislike about what you heard and what you just heard?
Traffic.
Traffic. Thank you very much. And would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal, or would it make no difference? You can indicate or so as well.
I don't know. It makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you. I'm now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure that
okay.
we have a representative sample. And regardless
okay.
of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden.
Biden. Okay. Yep.
Thank you. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Based on what you've seen and observed?
Yeah.
Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have an opinion. I don't know.
That's fine. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political
Moderate.
Belief?
Moderate.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high
Master's
school
degree.
Master's degree. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
And we really
okay,
appreciate
thank you.
It. Have a wonderful day.